Good morning. November 18th, 6:53 in the morning. It's a lovely morning. It's a bit cold. Today we will have elder daughter and spousal unit home as a minimum. I haven't figured out. I have to get home and wake up younger daughter. I don't think there's any way for me to get to her. So, yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking about today. This parenting business is such fun. So let me see. Zephyria's call, I haven't done much with. I've still been messing with the map. The thing with messing with the map is that, on the one hand, I realize that it's not very many words. On the other hand, I'm getting a much better feel for what the land is like. And my creative process, if you want to call it that, the idea of, okay, well, this is where she's been. That's interesting. And this is where she's going in this book, and this is where she's going to be in the next book. So the idea that I'm kind of getting a background feel in some amount of detail, right down to where the rivers are, where the forests are, where the farms are. It's pretty remarkable. So I'm pretty sure. I hope. I'm already backing off. I'm pretty sure that we're going to have two rough drafts by the end of the month. How complete those drafts are, I don't have any idea. Am I going to break 100,000 words? Almost assuredly. Am I going to break 200,000 words? I doubt it. It's possible. There's more than 10 days left, but I'd have to do 10,000 words a day plus every day for the rest of the month to break 200,000. And honestly, it was a good goal. Didn't happen. I'm already, you know, if I can get to 150,000 and have two books, that's good. Two books is really the goal, always was. And 200,000 was kind of a woohoo, let's see if we can do it. Given that I don't think I've ever broken 115,000 in a month during NaNoWriMo, that's still pretty good. Next week, of course, is a messed up week because of the holiday. We're not traveling. We're not going anywhere, which is good. That's the upside. The downside is that I've got to do all the cooking. So I'm going to lose most of Thanksgiving Day to cooking and cleanup. Beautiful morning, though. Last quarter moon, I think, up there, so I've got another week or so in this direction before we hit the new moon. Today is the 18th. Yeah, we're in good shape. I still haven't gotten my ergonomic keyboard yet. I will. But since today is already screwed up, I'll go over this morning. I suspect I'm going to have to give younger daughter a ride to school, which means I can swing by Best Buy on my way home. Interesting band of clouds to the south. I didn't see it looking east. I just made the corner here, turning south-southeast. And it's a band of one rather narrow band, actually, of clouds. How interesting. The weather watching around here is always fascinating. I'm so used to being back east where the horizon is maybe 15 miles away, maybe 20 miles away, unless you're at sea. And here, the horizon is really curve of the earth when you look east, particularly if you've got, you know, anything above a house line. So if you're not looking over through a bunch of houses, the land slopes away to the east. And it's really almost curvature of the earth. You can sort of see it. Looking west, of course, it's 50 miles. And you can see the Rocky Mountains, which are 50 miles away. So the horizon, the skyline, is really quite large. It's not quite as much as it was up in Montana. I drove through Montana a few years ago, right through the middle of the state, out in the flatland of Montana. And it was so huge. I mean, I felt like a bug on a plate, just scurrying along, going as fast as I could, which, you know, in north-south through Montana isn't very fast, but still, 55 miles an hour, straight line roads, the occasional 5 or 10 degree left or right turn, and then another 10 miles of straight road. I don't think even Kansas matched it in terms of that bug on a plate feeling, the idea that there's nothing out there. You know, you'd see all the way to the horizon and couldn't see another soul. And you'd come over a little rise that you couldn't even see as a rise, and then there'd be a farm tucked out somewhere, basically in the middle of nowhere. Small house, a few trees, windmill. I was up. That was Montana. That was something. Here is still pretty decent, but because I'm walking in the city, there's, you know, there's houses all around, there's trees that people have planted, so I don't see an awful lot. So I started getting in submissions for Nathan Lowell Presents. I'm going to start that up again in December once we get through NaNoWriMo. I think I've got 3 or 4 now. I know J.R. Blackwell's going to do one. I know I've invited Pamela Gay, but she hasn't submitted one yet. There's Leslie Tash is going to do one. I'm trying to figure who else. Well, P.C. Herring is going to do one. Subrosis is coming out soon. I'm feeling quite frustrated today, having so much swirling angst, teenage angst in the house. Older daughter is having some problems with school. I don't know quite how to help her deal with them. She's home today with a migraine. I understand why she has a migraine. So she'll be flat on her back in bed all day. Today is Friday, so everybody will be home tomorrow. The only advantage to tomorrow is that I don't have to go to school and pick up a kid that's not even mine in the middle of the afternoon. I won't have to wake anybody up in the morning. And I won't have to pick anybody up from school. So tomorrow, I only have to do chores. So that's good. I wonder what I can do today to help with that. Probably nothing. It's just 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. Do it today, do it tomorrow. I do have to go to the grocery store. Need something to fix for dinner. Need some more fruit. Well, I'm not very interesting this morning. City has come around a long way. A lot of the trees, for weeks now, we've had these huge piles of brush beside the road where the snowstorm, two of them, took down massive amounts of wood from various trees around the neighborhood. And it's been, the city said that if residents would pile it up in front of the house in the street, then they'd come around and pick it up. And it's been weeks now, but they finally got down to my neighborhood, and it's pretty remarkable. After walking around piles of brush for weeks, it's like, oh wow, streets here. It's open. It's not bad. That's kind of cool. There's still a lot of broken off limbs. Looking at the trees in silhouette against the rising sun, all the broken off jaggedy bits where the trees lost massive hunks of themselves to the wind, not just the wind, to the snow. Oh, there's a big pile of leaves right there. I'll have to get out my lawnmower, the bagger, to vacuum up the leaves from the lawn. We bag them, put them in trash bags, put them out a few at a time so that the trash guys don't get too upset with us. I'd like to be able to mulch them down, but there's so many of them that getting them mulched into the grass is problematic. You run the lawnmower across them 4 or 5 times, and you're left with about 3/4 of an inch of dust because it doesn't erode fast. It makes for a bit of a mess. Oh. I need my coffee. I want my breakfast. I have to wake up my younger daughter. I need to pick up the pace here a little bit. It's already after 7. She needs to be up now. But of course, there's nobody at the house who can wake her up now. My wife is still asleep. She's not going to work today because she's sick. Older daughter has gone back to bed, where she will spend the day. I've already called her sick. So school is not expecting her today. At least that will be an authorized absence. Oh, yeah. My phone buzzes. I can't stop to look at it because if I do, the recording stops. I don't want the recording to stop. It also stops with a pop, and I don't want to have to go through and fix it. So yeah, I'm working up a little bit of warmth finally inside the jacket. This is a good thing. It's a kind of a nippy morning. 30 degrees, but still. Work up enough heat, I can push the hood back for a minute. Sun is up. That streak of clouds is running east-west. It's pretty interesting clouds. It's a long, streaky ones. I'm not quite sure what kind of cloud that is. Looks like somebody took a paintbrush. Just made several hundred-mile-long stripes of clouds through the sky. Yeah, and they're, you know, it's not like it's contrail or anything from jets. This is definitely cloud cover. Anyway, well, that's interesting. Odd smell this morning. Somebody doing a laundry already? Smells sort of like Febreze or Bounce or one of those. Either that or I'm getting ready to have a stroke and I'm sniffing on strange and non-existent odors, which is entirely possible. Bacon. No, I'm not smelling bacon. Actually, I had spam and eggs yesterday morning. After all the talk about spam, I actually got a small can of spam just to see if I remembered it correctly. And it was quite good, actually. I fried up a couple of slices and had a couple of eggs and an English muffin. That was my breakfast. Had my bagel at lunch. Chicken soup at supper. So yesterday was a healthy eating day. Still gained 3 pounds. No, 3/10 of a pound since the last time I weighed in. I don't know how much of that is salt, water buildup, how much of it is weight. I'm not making big strides in terms of losing the weight, in spite of the fact that I'm walking every day, watching what I'm eating. It's kind of demoralizing. I suppose the answer is to continue to eat less. I do need to eat better. There's no question about that. And I'm so looking forward to roasted turkey, too. Oh, my goodness. I usually brine my bird. Just soak it overnight in a vegetable broth solution that's heavily salted. And it makes for the most flavorful turkey I have ever had. The problem is that it takes so much work up front to get it prepared. And then the wife and kids complain about, oh, this doesn't taste like turkey. No, it has flavor. Oh, well. This might be my quesadilla day. Got a can of refried beans. Some 505 hot salsa. I may have some quesadillas today. I made it all the way around. Another day. Here we are at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day.